Hi there, Laura. This is Grant over at Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Getting that much closer to Friday, so very well. I just wanted to give you a quick call because I'd sent over a deal with some collateral attached yesterday, and it's kind of a newer subject for me in terms of trying to do collateralized equipment. I was
Okay.
wondering if I could talk to you a little bit about the deal and see if I could also get Ascentium's package that kind of breaks down the requirements or Ascentium's manual so that I
Okay.
could know better in the future.
Okay, you're saying about doing transactions that involve added collateral?
Yeah, the name of the deal was City Motors Towing, and my manager was having me go back and forth with you guys regarding it. I had sent over an equipment list and what are the
What's
reasons.
the number on that one? Do you have it?
I do. It's 220-7885.
I think this is the one that we were passing on really even despite the offer of a large equity payment.
Yeah, and there were a few things that I wanted to follow up on, knowing that it's still very unlikely. I think one of the reasons for decline was that they were sleepers. They aren't actually sleepers, and
Well, they're tow truck sleepers, though, right? Like these are ones that go kind of long distance to go pick up Freightliners in the middle of the desert or wherever.
let me take a quick look at that. Let me see. Most expensive one is a heavy haul three-axle tractor. I'll have to look into that. You may very well be right, but as well, I was just curious about probably just getting the Ascentium manual and getting the chance to read it over for myself so I can educate myself and everyone else in the credit department so that when we do send things over for equipment, we kind of know what to expect or what to give to you guys.
Oh, sure, yeah, I can go ahead and get something sent over to you. You'll have to give me a few minutes to kind of dig that out, but I can go ahead
Yeah.
and then let me.
No, certainly, certainly. But yeah, while we are on this deal, I just was wondering if there was anything else we could potentially do. I did want to point out on the credit that I think the two negatives on the poor person's credit was for a $25 Amex charge and then a medical payment. Not sure if that would help turn the tides. And if we were to find out that these aren't particularly sleeper trucks, do you think it would be worth it? Or is this person's credit just a little bit too rough?
Well, the problem that we have is we pledge transactions to a debt facility, so like a large, huge warehouse lines, if you will. They have guidelines that really pretty much mirror whatever we give them, what our guidelines are, and then we hand it off to them, and then they kind of make sure that we are in fact following our own guidelines, if you will. It is a credit score in the 500s is so far outside of our guidelines, we can't pledge it to our debt facilities. So it's just too far outside the box for us. I mean, unfortunately, our credit is manual is fairly clear. It's 675 and greater for the credit scores, which is pretty. I mean, that in itself is somewhat marginal. I mean, in credits, anything below 700 is, let's face it, that's not considered A plus credit. But we will go as low as 675 when it makes sense. And in this case, she's actually in the five or one of them. The 100% owner is actually in the 500s. That's just not something we can even pledge if we wanted to. No,
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm still only been
that's
here for
fine.
about a
I
year
don't
and a
mind.
half. Okay, well, I appreciate
Sure.
it. A ton is what I'm getting at, and I'm really nice to know kind of how you guys operate over there. I honestly figured that was the case. Just my managers are always pushing me for every opportunity I can potentially get. So I appreciate you taking the time to educate me, and I'll let them know.
Oh, no problem. And it may be one of those things that if her credit turns around in 6 months or whatever, we'd be happy to take another look at it. But just until that happens, unfortunately, our hands are tied.
Yeah, it was about 2 years ago we actually did have this approved at Ascentium, and this person had a lower 600. But yeah, things have gone down a little bit, and if they're just outside the parameters for your funders, then I understand. Thank you for
Yeah.
your time,
Okay,
though.
thank you. You bet. Bye-bye.
Also,
Yeah.
just that credit manual. I'd like to read up a little bit about your program when you do have the chance. No rush on
Yeah,
that.
of
Thank you.
course. I'll make sure you get something.
All right. Thank you so much, Laura.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.